The Democratic Alliance has fought a decade-long legal battle to restore the citizenship of South Africans who lost it after acquiring citizenship abroad. Well, thanks to a landmark constitutional court ruling, a new online system has now been launched, allowing South Africans to check or reinstate their citizenship status. Well, joining us to shed more light on this development is Mary Packard, the DA's Global Project Manager. She's joining us from Paris, of all places. Hi, Mary.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get into how the portal is performing, can you briefly recap how this initiative came about?
Well, basically, in 2014, we were hearing a lot of cases of people that were just having their citizenships retracted. And we're like, and the complaints were coming in and we were really worried. And so we decided that it's unconstitutional, so we decided to take this to court and fight this. And of course, eventually, after many years, over 10 years, we finally won it, but we had to go through many political streams. And there we go. We are here today, and it's a big win, and it's something that we're very proud about because we care about our citizens.
Well, it's been live for about 2 weeks now, the portal. Has everything been running smoothly?
We've had a few little few issues, but nothing detrimental. Technical issues happen everywhere. And the biometrics is the main one. So the biometrics is basically having to have your passport flat. The lighting has to be great. You've got to make sure that your camera is on an angle. And there's a video now that we put on that has helped. Well, that the Department of Home Affairs has done and is up, and it's showing them how they have it done. So
how many South Africans have been affected by this?
Gosh, if I can only speak in percentage, because really I can't. We've got about 90% of South Africans that have been affected globally. And the rest, well, those are the ones that opted out, didn't want it. There you go. So we're working on helping those that really needed it back and didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because just explain the process, because I went through it as well. So, you know, you obtain a second citizenship, and then but before you obtained it, you have to ask for permission. And is that where the problem came in?
Right. So you have a retention letter that you've got to sign. When you go to the embassy, you have a retention letter, you sign it, and then they'll tell you afterwards, I know you've lost it. And you go, but wait a minute, this is retention of let, and this is not only, this can happen if you lose it, only if you're in a country where they only allow one nationality. But in the case we're allowed dual nationality, that's not correct. And it shouldn't have been that way. And so he said, hang on, there's an issue. We've got to sort it out. Yeah.
And do you have any figures of how many South Africans actually went to the portal to try to reinstate their citizenship?
Right now, it seems to be going on a 70%. And like I said, with our 90% capacity of those people that have it, reinstated, it's going well. There's no issues. It's just some people have to go through the registrar process and it takes about 8 weeks. And if there are some complications, then it goes through the official channels, the DHA, and then people have to go through them and see how they can sort it out. There's those small little discrepancies.
Well, does it help that you have the Home Affairs Minister portfolio at the Democratic Alliance?
It really helps. I can tell you it's such a joy working with him because the team, I mean, just so effective. You know, the motto of the DA and the DA board is to get things done, and that's what we do. We love it. It's great teamwork as well, so.
You also handle queries and complaints that the DA receives from South Africans overseas, from embassy services. I know, you know, if you apply for a passport overseas, sometimes it goes well and you go through VFS Global?
Yes.
But that's not the full process because you also always have to deal with the embassy. So how has that been going? What kind of complaints or, you know, maybe praise are you getting?
The major complaints are answering of telephones and queries, you know. That should be the number one thing. The person, a receptionist, someone who's receptioning the smile at the end of the line, which is missing. And that's basic human standards, isn't it? Right now, because of what happened with ANC and poor governance, that we people, our citizens, are affected. So it's taking a while. So 8 to 12 months, 8 to 16 months, which we're now trying to fix. It's a job that we're trying to fix. And so people going, yeah, but it says a 5-week process for the VFS, and go, yes, in theory. Now it all is also another job on the end of the line with the embassies. So
what are the problems at the embassies? Why is this happening?
Of course, you can see these budget constraints. South Africa House has had the first issue. So that was complained about. Then Belgium, and then The Hague. There's more coming up. So because there's just materials, damaged materials, outside buildings not looking as it should, phone lines not working, all of that.
Are there still issues with people traveling to South Africa with children?
No, not really. It depends. I mean, what is the situation? Are they traveling with international, with dual nationality? And if they have dual nationality, then they've got to travel with their South African passport. However, if their South African passports are going through the process of getting renewed, then it's still sitting at the embassy. Then they can go in with a receipt saying that, you know, or an ID saying we are going through our process, and they can come in with both passports, or they can make an appointment in South Africa, get it within 15 days, and then leave with their new South African passports.
What improvements would you most like to see in the services for South Africans abroad?
Absolutely amazing standards with reception. I mean, I would absolutely love to see working phone lines. I'd love to see smiles at the end of the telephone lines in every embassy instead of like crickets when you send emails. I don't want to go through ambassadors in copy when I send emails. I'd like to at least have someone answer and say, yeah, this is what's going to happen. It's going to take some time. Yeah, that's what I really love.
And the hours, if you look at how many hours that, you know, these consular services are actually available, because I know what's happening in London, it's very short.
It's for 2 hours. If you have like 100 people in 2 hours, you've got to send some people home. That is very true. At least we could have at least 2 or 3 hours in the morning, 2 or 3 hours in the evening. That would be ideal. Especially for those traveling from other parts. So if we say, for example, in London, people coming in from Scotland, at least if they can say, look, I'm going to do a 1-day travel, I can at least say, all right, I can have a schedule at this time and leave and go back to Scotland, for example, you know, and not having to stay and all these costs that develop as well, that add on. So yeah, that would be lovely as well.
So when you raise these issues with the government, what happens?
We raise these issues with the government. We've got to go through the process, the lengthy process of making sure that it goes through parliament. People are heard. We have to sign petitions. Yeah, it's a lengthy process.
And that's why you took to the courts eventually with the passports that have been lost.
Absolutely, because we just couldn't. And the complaints were like escalating in numbers. And as volunteers in the day abroad, they were not many. And then it feels like we have a full-time job, you know. So that's the reality of things. Happy that I'm doing this for our citizens. This is something that is very close to my heart. Being part of the day abroad and being a volunteer is rewarding, and I'm doing the best I can to make it work for everybody. And I do want to ask all our citizens to just be kind to us. I get them. You know, I really understand that they're frustrated. We're doing the best we can, and we will work with it together. So when there's angry people at the end of the line, I can understand it. That doesn't need to come out on us.
Well, Mary Packard from Dear Abroad, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Linda.